The UK's new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is preparing to withdraw his country from the European Union by the end of October, even without a deal. Economists have warned that move could shock the British economy, and actually already the pound hit a two-year low against the US dollar on Monday. But those who voted for Brexit in 2016 say this is about democracy. Here's NPR's Joanna Kakissis.
Canvey Island is a seaside escape from hectic London. Its stand selling old-fashioned pies and mash hit just the right notes of English nostalgia. On the sandy beach, sitting on layers of pink towels, is grandmother Tracy Batchelor, who says she feels at home here.
We used to live in East London. There's no English people there where I lived. It's all full of Lithuanians and wherever they come from, I don't know. But there's nobody there that we know anymore. Everyone's had to move out.
Including Batchelor herself, who moved to a town near Canvey Island several years ago. She says she was priced out of her London neighborhood because she claims subsidized housing goes to immigrants.
Homes are going to people who are just coming over, who's never paid into the country. It's just not fair, I don't think. I think like we're like the minority now.
Immigration is a big reason why many here voted in favor of Brexit. And the fact that Brexit still hasn't happened after 3 years really galls 61-year-old Carol Stevens.
I'm just fed up with the whole thing of it, really. What is really annoying is the people that keep saying, well, you made a mistake, you didn't want that, we'll have another vote. I mean, what happened to democracy? It's gone.
She's sunning herself on the beach with her husband, Terry, a retired mailman. Terry says he's put his faith in the new Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, who has promised that the UK will leave the EU by the October 31st deadline, do or die.
My confidence in politicians is not very high at the moment. So, let's see. If he does, he'll do well. If he doesn't, well, just another false promise.
About 38 miles west at the British Parliament in Westminster, London, Rebecca Harris is prepping for a meeting with her fellow Conservative Party members. Harris represents Castle Point, a district which includes Canvey Island and where 73% of voters supported Brexit.
They are prepared to leave on no deal if that's the only option, because leaving is the important thing.
What analysts usually argue is that, no, people don't understand the details. What's going to happen with a no deal? What do you think about that?
I think it's very patronising. You know, we faced recessions before, we faced, you know, wars, and, you know, people are saying, how bad can it be? But it's what we have to do for democracy. Democracy is worth more than GDP growth, and that is very much the attitude.
Back on Canvey Island, the town's hairdresser, John Coronado, talks Brexit with a client as he blow-dries her hair.
I just want it to be over now, don't you?
Coronado wants the UK to leave the European Union because he views Brussels as a kind of bureaucratic overlord that weakens local governments.
For me, it's about centralisation. I believe that it just makes people lazier, less responsible for themselves, expecting the nanny states to do everything for them.
If Brexit does not happen by the October 31st deadline, Coronado predicts the blame will fall on EU leaders, not the new Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson stood up, he's put his neck on the line, he said, the buck stops with me. I don't prescribe to this, it's going to be a disaster if we had no deal anyway. We'll work it out.
Jackie Lloyd is not so sure. The 57-year-old accounts manager says Brexit seems to have primarily benefited one person.
Boris has done well. He's literally used this to get where he is.
Lloyd is having beers with her husband, David, at the Windjammer, a pub that's a few doors down from John Coronado's salon. The Lloyds want the UK to remain in the EU. But after 3 years of nonstop talk about Brexit, they've stopped caring about it.
Bored to death. Simple as that.
Because it's like repeating the same, the same, the same. And we weren't told the truth at the beginning. And
all we want is it over and done with, and then we can go back and watch Coronation Street and whatever we want to do, you know what I mean? Can't wait for the football season.
While many just want to see an end to the deadlock, Boris Johnson now says he will go an extra 1,000 miles to negotiate a new deal, a goal that in 3 months will be far from easy. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News on Canvey Island, England.